Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Don't you just love that voice? Anyways, this is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. That gal, I mean, I love listening to her talk. She was on the radio, and that's how I met her. And she just got this soothing voice. Anyways, I have an awesome guest today. I mean, she's phenomenal. We've already talked. We've been flying already just for 5 minutes talking with each other. But anyways, let's talk a little bit about mysticlivingtoday.com. Right now, I am emailing everybody. My voice is getting raspy because I'm going to be talking too much. Emailing everybody with reminders to submit all their articles, their poetry, excerpts, you name it. It doesn't have to be spiritual. It doesn't have to be metaphysical. Just good quality work. And I need an image, and you can mail it to, email it to StarsCast, StarsCast, at mysticlivingtoday.com. Every month I say it's a bigger issue and a bigger issue, but what happens is I expand myself, and as I get people on my radio show, and people are, I mean, I have 10 people that want their clients to be on my show and submit to the magazine. Now, I haven't promoted that at all. I'm so blessed that I know so many people that regard me like that. I mean, my guest and I were talking about that, you know. But anyways, I might also talk about stars with a ZPsychics.com, okay? First 3 minutes are free if you're a new client. I'm in the midst of doing a Google ad, placing things everywhere. I have a large company doing all a revamping of behind the scenes for me, So look out, world. This is kind of like going to be like a new launch, let's put it that way. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in this phenomenal guest. She has done so much, I don't even know where to begin, except she's written 30-plus books. She is an internationally renowned author, speaker, intuitive energy healer, professor of energy medicine. I love that, professor of energy medicine. But we're going to bring her in right now, and she's going to tell us all about herself. And her name is Cindy Dale. How are you today, Cindy?
I'm fantastic. And I just want to applaud you with everything you've got going on. We're two busy ladies, and I think almost everybody listening is probably, you know, kind of like flying on their track, too.
Probably out of breath. How does she say all of this? And I don't have a script either, you know. I think, Cindy, if you have a passion for what you do, you can rise to the top of the mountain. You really, and the mountain doesn't have to be a well-known mountain either. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be known by everybody. It's just that it's a beautiful place. You bring beautiful things. That's what I try to do. We do have a guest here, and I have this feeling you know her. I don't know why. Maybe. Anyways, if she wants to call in, she can. Guests can call in at 347-838-9736. So let's get started with you, my darling Cindy. And I feel like I've known you forever, and that's because of the energy. We were both laughing because we both have all of this high energy, you know, and it's wonderful because it's easy to talk to people that are kind of like you. You don't have to pull things out of them. So, Cindy, let's start at the very beginning of your life, not when you were a little tiny girl, But did you always want to write? I mean, did you, you had to get your feet wet somewhere. How did this get started for you?
But I did always want to write, even when I was a little girl. When I was in second grade, I remember writing a book about this fish family. And starting in about fifth grade, I started writing plays and putting them on in the neighborhood. So my dream was to write fiction and do creative writing. I'm working on fiction right now, too. So that's sort of in the background. So one day that might spring out into the earth also. But it was natural to start writing books about energy because that was the passion that just sort of grabbed me when I was small and when I was in my 20s and I started to figure out that I was seeing energy. I saw colors coming off people. I could hear ghosts and kind of like I started knocking on a lot of doors in America and other countries trying to figure this out. And so as a seeker, I began writing books to help other people kind of figure out who they are too, especially if they're clairvoyant or interested in chakras and energy. So it's been my own life passion. And I think that's shared by a lot of people these days, Natalie.
Well, it is. You know, I started back... I didn't start in this field when I was young. I had no idea I'd be doing this. If somebody would have said, Natalie, this is what you're going to be doing 25 years from now, I'd say, oh, yeah, sure. First of all, I'm very shy. I know it's hard to believe, but I am. I can be, let's put it that way. But if I know my stuff, if I'm really solid with it, I mean, I can talk up a storm, and I don't even have to know the subject. It's just a feeling that you get. And I think, like you, the more you do, the more you do. I mean, it's easy. It really, 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 really is easy. But metaphysically or spiritually, I always had things come to me. And you're going to find this interesting because when I was a little girl, I had parents, but I really didn't have parents. I was an only child, and Maya, who we talked about before, always thought, she said, I think you had angelic presence all your life. I think that's how you learned. She said it wasn't from them. You were placed with them. Well, you know, I mean, I didn't have a bad life, Cindy, but it wasn't like everybody else. But, you know, it brought me to where I am and to all the people that I know. I know lots of spiritual people. But to each his own, you know, everybody is different. Everybody has a different modality. But look at you. I mean, okay, I want to ask you, when it came time or you had this decision to write your very first book, how did you do that?
Well, I was told to write it. I had this voice. So I was humming along. I was in my 20s. I was taking a chakra class and healing class and able to travel with my then husband to different parts of the world, and I met healers. And I took, psychic classes and all this kind of stuff, but I never thought about doing this for a living. It was sort of like, that's what weird people did, and I couldn't quite place myself in that category back then when the new age was, like, new. And then I heard a voice. This voice said, teach a class. So I taught a class. And then the voice said, quit your job, which is pretty scary because it was like a real job, right? I quit my job, and the voice said, start offering sessions, and I did. And then it said, write a book. And I was like, well, you know, how do you do this? I actually did take a class on how to write a book proposal, but I think I wrote maybe 4 or 5 different proposals for different books before this one was grabbed by Llewellyn, and then the story is over. Then I was off and writing.
And Llewellyn was so renowned. It still is, but back then, when we're talking, you and I, that was the keyword, key place. That was it, Llewellyn. I think they were probably the largest. They were just the most well-known. I mean, I knew about them right away, only because I was around all of these people who were gifted, not me, but them. And I would stand back, Cindy, and I'd watch them because I had to interview them all. I'd stand back and I'd say, gee, I wish I could do what they do. I never heard a voice, but you can. I never heard a voice. I never heard anything. But I've often questioned that, but you know what? I think my job is doing what I'm doing now, is bringing out the beautiful people like yourself to the world when maybe they would not even know who you are. And I am honored that I was chosen to do this, because this started off as a topic. We just did topics. I didn't talk to anybody, you know. And look what I think this is, number 240 or whatever it is. But I love it.
You exactly get into it? Do you get senses or dreams or knowings? You've got to have a way these angelic presences, you know, kind of work with you and got you onto this path. I'm just really interested.
Well, I started off, tennis was my background. I was a hairdresser, so I was of service to people, basically, because I worked in this club and I worked in a nursing home. So there's that caregiver in me right there. And I met a lady. My parents died less than 5 months apart, and I met a lady who read cards. I don't even know how I met her. I was seeking, and somebody knew somebody that knew somebody, and I went to her. And I saw her cards, and I saw how she did it, and she told me some things, but she was more mysterious than anything else. Well, we hit it off, and she asked if I would like to do some work for her. And I said, sure. You know, I wasn't really doing that much. I mean, I could add something else to my column of things to do. And so I did. She was on the radio, on a radio show all the time, pretty famous in the Detroit area. And then she decided to create this group. And it was called the Psychic Eye in Detroit. Well, the group was really
good.
Ooh,
that's a neat name.
Yeah, it had all kinds of famous, you know, it had all kinds of famous people that would come and do talks. See, there was my exposure to talks. They would get up. We had one guy stand on a table and do a talk. He was hilarious. But anyways, I got to meet all these people in the Detroit area, which was pretty big. And it was just starting to blossom, all of that, you know. And anyways, I kept thinking about her cards, and I thought, I don't know. I never asked her if I could do it. Oh, no. Mm-mm. So what I did is I got my own deck of playing cards, and I designated each card, like with numerology, because I was really good with that, and the houses, because I'm also an astrologer. So I kind of did a combo, and timing was really easy for me. But then, like I said, you know, I had to interview all of these readers coming into the group, and we had this huge fair, huge psychic fair. And my job was to make sure that they were all legit and could handle themselves, and they could. I mean, they were all great. But they came in like in droves. I mean, it was like somebody put a flag up. Come on, you need to do this. You need to get your name out there. And that's how I, you know, was introduced to all of it. But I never had in my head, I never heard anything that says, well, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing a radio show, you're going to have all these talented people on it, people that want to come on it. I never heard a word. Not a word.
But you're an MC. You're our MC. That's
yes.
What you are. You stand between the other world and this world, and you blow the whistle.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I have such great feeling for what I do. I never question it. I never say, well, why are you doing this? This is so dumb. You don't get paid for it. No, I don't get paid for it, but it's not about the money to me. It isn't. It's about meeting people like yourself who are so beautiful, who want to share. I mean, there are people out there that don't want to share anything. They don't want anybody to know how they do it, where they do it. They don't want you to know nothing. Well, I don't have those kind of people. I have, and they're from all over the world. I have a man that I'm going to talk to that's from Jerusalem. Talk about being excited, because I feel I was with Jesus when he was on the cross. I'm almost certain. I'm almost certain of it. And you know, when his handler, we shouldn't call it handler, publicist, said to me, "You want to talk to him?" I said, "Are you kidding me? Of course I do. Yes. I'll put in the email. I put it all the way across." She says, "Okay, She says, "Let me talk to him. You got him." So I'm going to have him. I have a lady in Singapore. I mean, you see what I'm saying? I've never traveled out of the United States, but yet I have.
You have. It's like those of us who read a lot of books, those adventures become our adventures. And I think what we're talking about is so important, you know, because, you know, like you, I'm actually a bit of an introvert and kind of shy. But when I get to talk to people important to them, you know, or energy or spirit or energy healing, you know, everything just comes pouring out. And in this field, there are quite a few people who don't reveal their secrets, their trade secrets, or they don't want students to really figure out how they're doing this and that and the other thing. And I think it's funny I'm called a professor, and it's mainly because I'm really scholarly. I love researching spirituality, science, how this works, how that works, how the body works, what does the brain have to do with your intuition? You know, what's the science of light and sound and putting it all together? Because I think that my main job is creating these little balls of knowledge so that people can use them, unpack them, and go use their gifts. I don't care if they use their gifts as tarot card readers or as a healer or a psychiatrist or as an accountant. I mean, accountants can be pretty creative. The best ones are really creative. but, you know, that's the passion, I think, that if any of us get our passion, how can you not follow it, right? Because it's the path to your own joy.
You know, I've had people say to me, "Oh, why do you do, you know, the magazine?" I do it for nothing. I do it, but I keep saying that, and that's not to be a martyr. I want everybody to know there are things in life that you love so much that you will step over that line, and you'll take that person by the hand and say, come on with me. I'm going to put your stuff in my magazine. There are people like me and you, and I... You know, the magazine, the name came in 1999, and my other site was in 1998. I worked for America Online. I got my feet wet a lot. I learned a lot. People say, "Well, how do you handle all this?" It's easy. I'm multitask. That's what I am, you know. But it's a passion. Cindy, it's just a passion. And I figure God, the universe, is looking down saying, "Boy, Natalie, you are doing one fine job."
Of course, that's
and I'm
going to
throw those gates open when you come in, and we're going to have a party.
Yeah,
you know, because
we're going to have that communion wine that's been piling
you know,
up in the corner.
Yeah, because I believe in it all. I know because I almost died once. I know, and I'm going to tell you what came to me only because of what you do. I was very ill. I almost died. I got a virus. I don't know if it was much worse than what's going on now. But it attacked my whole body. I couldn't stand. I should have been in the hospital. Instead, I had to go to the doctors every day and get 2 injections. That's all they could do for me. And one night I woke up, and during the night, my room was glowing a golden color. Well, I sat up and looked, it must be a light on somewhere. There was no light on. So I turned around, and on my back wall was a 7-foot crystal. That's where the glow was coming from. Now, people say, "Well, it was for healing." Yes, it was for healing, but it was for something else because I had to see it. And Maya, who we've talked about, told me she said, it was either God or it was an archangel coming to you. And yes, to heal you, yes, because you had work to do. And I'll never forget it. It was wonderful. It was the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me, besides having my son. But truly, you know, something like that. You know, and I asked all these psychics that I was doing and helping them, "Oh, it's for healing." I said, "Nope, it's for something else as well." I had to see it, to believe it probably, I guess. But anyways, I've had other things happen. But that's it. You know, I mean, I go along and... I never question, like probably you, Cindy, I never question what I do. I mean, I never say, "Well, why are you doing all this? This is ridiculous." You work yourself to a frazzle. you send out all these reminders, you put up all this stuff in the magazine, you set up all these talks and stuff. Why? I mean, you're just nonstop. I love it. That's all I can tell you. It does
something
for me.
It's a gift. It's a gift to do what it is that we're being given to do. I had a couple near-death experiences, too, and they're interesting bookends. The first one was when I was only 12 or 13, very unfortunate family. Kind of like yours, I wasn't an only child, but it was really destructive. Both parents were alcoholics. It was very unhealthy. And so I told my parents I was going to die. I just said, I'm done. I'm going to die. And I got really sick. I lost a lot of weight within a couple days. And one night I left my body. I know I did because I was up and out and looking at this poor skinny, you know, looking little girl. And I start flying up through the ceiling and into the beyond. And I'm so excited that I get to leave. And this voice, you know, there's a voice for me, says, you have to go back. And I said, no. And the voice said, you have to go back. I said, no. And then it said, you're going back because you haven't done anything. I said, it literally shoved me back. I saw no white light. I didn't get any angels. I was so mad. I'd been really, really psychic up to that point and had a pretty good attitude about things. I think it was quite intelligent for me, frankly, to want to leave a bad situation. I mean, it's called zero tolerance, right? Mm-hmm. And I was so frustrated. I shut down my gifts, and I went into and through those teen years, you know, with all those issues that so commonly we get, anorexia, bulimia, you know, different kinds of binge purge, eating disorders, compulsivity, caretaking, you know, you name
trying
it.
Trying to destroy ourselves is what we were trying to do.
It is, and I really understand it. I think it helped me work with clients because I get that level of, you know, self-hatred and self-loathing and powerlessness that can so often lay inside. And it was actually a therapist who said to me, you know, I was maybe 19. She said, I don't think you're only compulsive and OCD and this and that. I think you're psychic and you need to figure that out. You need to figure out how to be that and how to have boundaries.
That's great. Yeah. Usually
pretty
they don't tell you something
it?
Like that. They think there's something wrong with you.
I know.
I never
no,
went
she
to
was
a
just
therapist.
The opposite.
Yeah, well, that was good. That was awesome for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because she kind of like, you know, help with your feathers, or like I like to say, like smooth those feathers and say, it's okay, it's okay. You just have to investigate this. This is real. It's not phony. And, you know, I argue with people, it's rare. I mean, because I just stand back and think to myself, make a fool of yourself. It doesn't matter to me. But if you really want an answer, you're going to come and ask me because I'm going to tell you. But, you know, there are just some people out there that they just don't believe anything. How can you not? That's my question. How can you not believe?
Don't you think, I mean, I have this optimistic Pollyanna core that says I bet they do believe in something, but perhaps it's so scary to try to trust it or there aren't any words for it. And typically the clients I work with who go, oh, I don't believe in God or I don't believe in the universe or whatever the word is, you know, kind of that they're using, they still have some belief in goodness or humanity or, you know, nature. And, you know, to me, nature can be somebody's temple, you know, just as can a church be. So I think if we've been really hurt and it's easy to get pessimistic and maybe want to not believe in anything because deep inside we can also then go, well, if there was something, why didn't it help me? Why did it let me go through that horrible childhood? Or why didn't it keep my husband or wife or child from dying? I mean, that's a human cry. That's our lament. We've all asked that at some point.
Oh, and I do it all the time. I mean, you're going to laugh. I have talks with God every day. And I tell my son this, and he says, oh, Mother, really? I do. You know what I mean? He believes, but he's not like me, not over the top. And he said, well, what do you say? And I said, well, if there's something going on that I disagree with, I'll say, well, that was a real blunder you did today. What was that about? Did it serve a purpose? I want to know what the purpose is. I mean, I'm always questioning. So every
That's
morning.
That's called relationship. You got a relationship.
So every morning, if he has hair, he probably doesn't have any more because they think, oh, here she is. It's either going to be good or bad coming from her. I won't pull any punches.
I think that's great. Years and years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I worked with a client who was Catholic, very Catholic, went to church, had you know, kids, and her husband was an alcoholic and beat her. He was very destructive. And she came to me. She obviously wanted to leave him, but she also simultaneously said, I can't leave him. My priest says that's a sin. And I said, we went, and I saw this image psychically in my head of her smoking, and I'm like, what does that have to do with this? So I said, do you smoke? She goes, yeah, why? And it ended up that she had this attitude that God was not going to let her leave her husband and take care of her kids because she was sinning, because she was such a sinner because she smoked. So I told her, you know what, I want you to bring your ashtray outside sometime when nobody's around, sit on the stoop, back or front stoop, light a cigarette for yourself, light one for God, put God in the ashtray, and then I want you to just talk to God while the two of you are smoking. And you ask God about this marriage, and you ask God what God wants
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months later, she came back. She said, I did it. I left. I told the priest I was leaving. I didn't wait for sanction from him. I let God tell me what to do. So I'll just never forget how that image came to me of like, well, God consults with the best of them.
Well, yeah, and, you know, my son laughs. He says, you really say that? I said, I really say that. If I think there's something that, you know, like I'll say, just give me a nice big magic wand and I'll wave it over everything and it'll all be good. I said, you know, because I see all these things. I see I'm an animal activist, so I see all these little things being hurt, tortured, and people, and floods, and all. This is not good. No. I know lots of things are due to lessons. There are lessons. I know that. But I'll say, don't you think this is kind of extreme? I'm so awful.
I know. I think
maybe I'll bolt the doors when I go there. Maybe I'll say, oh, God, I don't want to.
I don't know. You could put in some words to help us down here, though, because, yeah, I believe there's lessons. I personally don't believe God's causing all of this.
No.
You know, we're mucking it up pretty darn well ourselves down here.
Oh, yes. You know, some people have their own version about this virus and that, but I think it's a comeuppance, and I think part of it was to teach us that we need to care and love each other, not worry about that almighty dollar. I have seen so many done an about face. I mean, I don't know anybody that's super wealthy or anything, but if I did, you can bet I'd be saying some things. It's not about the money. Just do. Just be kind. Just love. Just care. That's how you are, and that's how I am. I'm drinking water, not alcohol.
You're
that's
good.
How I am. That's how I am. You know, I love people. I love life. I feed my deer. I have 5 deer that come to me in the evening, and I have a cat, and I have my son's 2 birds right now, and I have 5 sugar gliders I'm taking care of because he's in Hawaii with his family. I mean, I've got a real farm here. But you know, I sit, and this is no joke, I turn all my lights off because, you know, they're afraid. They'll come up, but they won't. They're really skeptical. And they'll come up. I wait for them. The cat and I, we sit here, and we look out the window carefully, and I'll say, his name is Muji. Muji, don't move. Now, don't move because they're going to know. They're going to see you. And he sits there, and he watches them with me. And they are the most beautiful creatures I have ever seen in life, face to face. Just, there's one buck, big antlers already, and he watches. He's watching all the feed for the females. Don't you come near my ladies here. No, no. And I have 5 of them.
That's how they commune. They take care of each other. Well, and
yes,
that's,
and I give them apples. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
give them pieces of apples. And my son said, well, you don't have to cut them small. I said, I cut them small because some of them are a little smaller. they're smaller deer, you know, and I said, I want them to enjoy it. And every day I go and look out, and all the food is gone, every bit of it. And if you don't think I don't get delight from that, I do. It just, my eyes well up and with tears. It just, it's a beautiful thing. So that's what I'm just showing you, is that there are beautiful things out there to appreciate and love. But too many people put a value on it. I don't. I don't think you do. I can hear it in your voice. But there are people that are like that. It's kind of sad, isn't it? But, yeah, we did a great job of messing things up. You and I didn't do it.
I agree with you that the coronavirus, you know, has its place. And it's not about money. It's about being connected. And viruses do not stop at the territory lines on maps.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this sink or swim together. And
yes.
Now the climate is teaching us the same thing. The subways, you know, getting flooded in New York and China. The fire's here. The fire's there. I was
the ice shelves
out of town.
Are falling off.
Exactly.
Big chunks of ice.
Earlier this
now, where
week
do
and
you
I flew
think
back
this
in and
is,
it smelled.
Yeah, don't, where do you think
like
this water is going to go? It's going to be water, people. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just. I don't know. It just boggles my mind. But you know what? And you probably feel the same way, and we have some listeners. When I was really young, I didn't think about these kinds of things. I mean, I just went day to day to day to day. You know, and like even the little animals. I know what they do to them. But now I don't really like it at all. I don't like it. And but it's always been there. But it's been brought to the fore. People are looking into things a little bit with more depth. I don't know that people are smarter. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad. I'm glad, because this is life. You know, I value life so much, every bit of it. I don't care if you're a fly, a hummingbird, a deer, doesn't matter. I just value you, you know. And I have a caller listening. You want to see if I want to talk about your book. You want to see if this person wants to talk to you?
Absolutely.
Hold on here. Hi there.
Hello?
You're live on the air with Cindy Dale. Did you have a question?
I did. I'm actually really enjoying this conversation.
Oh, good.
You guys
I'm
are
glad.
Having.
We're laughing
yeah.
away.
Yeah,
we're laughing.
Yes, and I'm loving it.
Yay!
I wasn't sure if you were taking questions, but I'm enjoying it so much just listening. And I'm like, okay, didn't think of it that way, but it's just really enjoying it while I'm working. So.
Oh, I'm glad.
But I do have a question. I do have.
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, you asked how did I know about? I just listened on Blog Talk and I just saw it. So. First time ever listening. My question is regarding my upcoming move, and I'm scheduled to move next week. And listening to you is making so much sense, because I have kind of gotten myself fearful all of a sudden. Now everything is aligning the way it's supposed to, but all of a sudden it's like, am I going to have the funds that I need for this move? Is it going to happen? So it's like I just kind of put myself in a panic all of a sudden.
We do that. We all do that. It was agreeing to have a room added onto my house, and I immediately panicked yesterday. I was like, what am I doing? How am I going to afford this? And I even have the money set aside already. And I went into that kind of a spin. So first of all, my intuitive sense for you is you're just fine. It's well worth it. I just get this image of you on the other side of the move. How do they say that? Like with the cat's meow, you know, with that kind of grin. It's like,
yes.
I'm being supportive.
Like
this is who I am. Maybe, I don't know why I'm hearing to say this, but you might want to buy a couple new outfits too. Isn't that strange? I have no idea why that's there.
Okay.
But I think this is about rewriting your appearance, and not just appearance, like what you look
like. Oh, my God.
Right?
Okay.
But how you appear to yourself and in the world. So, you know, and the fear, we all have that fear. You know, what it really is fear of uncertainty. And I think it's a human quality. I think that even animals have it. So my dogs, when they know they're getting in the car and we're going to the park, they're not scared. Mm-hmm. When we get in the car and they know they're going to the vet, they're scared.
Yes.
So I meet my fear of uncertainty a couple different ways. You know, I remind myself that almost everything is uncertain, and it's really about being in the moment, connecting to whatever it is you call your higher power, because we always have help. We have guides, we have angels, we have allies, we have people. So you're going to be walked through it. And so, you know, you're following your intuition to do this move, so of course it's going to work out. That's the second thing I'd remind myself.
Right. Okay. And,
how
and it's
far
so
away
funny
are
you
moving?
Say that. It's about maybe 40 miles.
Uh-huh.
A relationship has ended. Okay, because it was time, and this is like a fresh start, so I'm moving away. And, again, I'm excited, but I think it's like all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, this is happening next week. Do I have the money? Is the money going to be there? I mean, it's just like
So she's running in circles.
Why do you want to buy a couple new outfits? You want to put a different face out in the world, too. That's what the outfits are about.
Oh, maybe a new love on the horizon because you just
that's about love, picking up your heels a little.
Say that. It is so crazy you say that, because I was talking to a friend really quickly. I said something about the, you know, move, and she was like, I had a dream about you, and you were all dowsed up, and you got this a cute little black cocktail dress. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm trying to move. I'm not. So for you to say that, that's why I was like, oh, wow, okay.
And
well,
I have goosebumps.
People saying it, you'd better go buy that dress. And if you can do red shoes, some kind of red shoes would be good, too. I'm just passing that on.
Oh,
you talk to your guides about that.
Is that
wonderful? Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you for calling in, and I'm glad
you
decided to talk. Sometimes people will call and they'll say, no, I just want to listen. But it's nice to have the interaction.
Can I keep listening? Okay,
yeah,
great.
You know, it'll always be whenever there's a show, whoever it's going to be, it'll be announced on Facebook, all over Twitter. I have a gal who does it. So, yeah, I'm so glad. There's somebody else. There's a few in the room right now, too, and I'm really happy. Thank you. I mean, I can do these till the sky falls, and it doesn't really matter if somebody's listening or not, because it's all recorded, and Cindy probably knows that. And it sits there. And, you know, when I'm done, it'll go on Twitter. It'll go on Tumblr. It'll go everywhere. But people can listen to it after. And that's the beauty of doing something like this, is you can look at the few hundred that I have done, people that I have done. And that's what I love about it, you know. It doesn't – and this is not a Q&A. And you notice I'm not asking her questions. We're just talking like we've known each other for years.
And I love it. It's just the best.
But thank you for calling in. Keep listening now. We're not done. We've got to talk about her book and her site. And
Oh, goodness, I might go over the hour. I just want to say something really quickly and before you disconnect. I love what you're saying, because I grew up under that teaching that, oh, you never question God. You never say it. So to hear somebody else like me say, okay, this is not making sense. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah,
Lovely.
You know how I talk to God every day. I mean, he's always, oh, God, what is she going to say now? I don't know. Something she doesn't like. You betcha.
Thank you.
But you have now you're going to do fine. Don't you think so, Cindy? She's like a little ball of fire herself.
I just think you're going to find a different love. I mean, I wasn't wanting to technically go there, but that's just what I think some of this is about. Self-love, but a new mate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I welcome it. Thank you.
And
thank
listen to our shows again. And, you know, you can find Cindy, her site. I'm going to bring this in, Cindy, because we're talking about everything else except your site. It's CYNDIDALE.com. Beautiful lady on a beautiful site. Go see her. She's got all kinds of stuff, a store. You can book a consultation. But we're going to talk about her books, her 30-plus that she's done, not all of them, but her last two that are recent. But you have a great day. And I have more callers.
Thank
to see
you.
If we started something.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's see what we got here. I've got another call. I've got two more callers if you want to take them.
Yeah, I'm great with that.
Okay, hold on. Now, I don't know who is who because I didn't put their name here. So we might be connecting with the same person again. Hold on. Hi there. You're live on the air with Cindy Dale.
Yes. Hi, ladies. Thank you for the show. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And it's good to see Stars Networks back on again. And very interesting. I wasn't sure whether or not you were taking questions, so I would have called sooner.
I didn't know we were either, but, you know, sometimes when you talk, I mean, Cindy is just so, she has such a variety in her life. And look at me, you know, I mean, oh, yeah, and I love talking to people, can't you tell? So do you have a question for Cindy?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, when she was talking about the illness she had resonated with me because I've been struggling for such a long time to get resolution about a health issue, and it, one thing just goes into another, and it just gets more discombobulated, and there's this, and there's that, and it doesn't resolve the issue. It's just, she probably knows what I'm talking about, a tangled web of misinformation. And I'm wondering if Cindy picks up when, if she sees some resolution coming for me and if something can, you know, be straightened out. It's really difficult right now for me. Hello?
Hello? Cindy?
Yes. I'm
okay.
Still here.
Okay.
Cindy there?
I don't know. I don't know. Did I lose her? Maybe I lost her. Hold on. Hold
okay.
on. You still got me, though, you know.
Good.
Okay. Let's wait for her to call back in. She must have dropped. I don't know. It's a possibility.
Oh.
I didn't write down her phone number. Usually I do, so. Anyways, where are you from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay. Okay, good deal. She'll come back.
Yeah.
I'm in South Carolina. Yes. I'm originally from Michigan, the Detroit, Motown, the Detroit area. That's where I was born and raised.
Right.
And, yeah.
And you like it better where you are in South Carolina?
Oh, you know, Michigan was a land of ice and snow. I tell everybody that. I would never go back. I went back. I had to go back once because my best friend passed away, and I had to, I only spent 36 hours there, so I dragged my son. And I don't know if this is her phone number or not. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Let's see who is. Where is she? Okay.
Oh. Here.
Are you here?
Oh, good. Hi,
I'm
Cindy.
Here. Your sister. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Your system muted me. All of a sudden, a man's voice came on and said I was muted.
How dare it? How dare
I
it?
I know.
Okay.
I don't think that's God telling me not to talk.
No,
I'm not trying
no.
to say, okay, shut up, you're talking too much. No, I hear that all the time. Anyways, this
but
lady has, you didn't get to hear it, but she
I
has,
heard all that. Nope, I heard it. I heard it.
Okay.
So, Mary, what I'd like to do is give you just a little bit of the intuitive insights that I'm getting, and then I'm just going to ask that, you know, I use the word God. You can use whatever word feels comfortable for you. I'm just going to ask that your higher power sends healing to you because I felt like there's a deep sorrow inside of your lungs, and perhaps some of this cycling started with some kind of a, you know, a bacterial infection or something that was respiratory.
It has no relation to my lungs, although my mother in spirit had some very bad lung issues after a stroke.
Well, I think it did start when you were a child in your lungs, and I think it set your body up for some autoimmune dysfunctions. You know, and various microbes. And I also heard that the most important thing to know, I wrote these three words down, not your energy, that what is cycling through your system did not start as your sorrow or your energy.
Okay.
So I think it's not even yours. I think your immune system is attacking, you know, microbes that are really in your body, right? Creating inflammation, but I think it all started when you took on some of your mother's sorrows when you were a little girl.
Oh.
Now, that's interesting. That's interesting because we don't, you know, Cindy, I don't think people realize what an influence our parents are when we're real little. You keep seeing things over, and you don't question. At least I didn't. I mean, my mother was the ruler of the house, and you don't question. But you're absorbing it. You're like a sponge. And when you get older, sometimes you carry these things with you, and they're not yours to carry.
Oh. Exactly. Right.
I was just wondering if she feels any resolution coming, in the medical, the testing I've done and so forth.
Well, I think you'll get some more definitive, my sense is you'll get some more definitive, kind of labels, and maybe a medicine that can help with some of the inflammatory kind of components to this. What I would do is really sit down and just ask to be cleansed of the energies that are not your own. Because if those are in the body, we can't treat them. We can't treat energy that didn't start as us. So that would be what I would do if I were you, is to do that, and then maybe do a little bit of diving into whatever some of your old sorrows are, not to get lost in them, but to lift them up to the light.
Yeah, I understand.
Because
right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I heard you speak that you had this illness for, quite a while, and I was just wondering, how this disappeared, more or less. And
right, yeah, I had one when I was just little, and then I came back and it was gone. I work with lots and lots of people with illnesses that just linger. And I typically find, if there's a piece in it that's not yours, it's very hard for medicines to work or even our own therapy to work, unless we give permission for what's not ours to just be lifted from us.
Yeah.
And then I'm just asking for some help to be sent you, kind of through the invisible realms as well.
And also for my kitty, because I'm dealing with a problem with my kitty as well.
Don't we love our cats? Oh,
we do love our cats and dogs.
And dogs, yeah. And I told you, I have sugar gliders here, and I have birds, and oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she needs healing.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up, though. And take heart. I'm just hearing to tell you, take heart. Take heart. Take heart.
And thank you so much for calling in. You're awesome.
Well,
and listening to the show,
much.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's good to hear that people enjoy it, because sometimes I don't really get any callers. I mean, nobody will call in. You can still listen, but I don't know that you're listening. But it's nice to have that interaction. Really, really nice.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about your book. Books.
Great.
Books. Okay. You have one coming out next month. I want to hold on that one, though. But the other one just before that was Energy Healing for Trauma, Stress, and Chronic Illness. Now, that came out in July of last year. Now, I want to ask you, where do you get all these titles from? Like, how does this come to you? I want to know.
Well, that's actually a great question. So about half the time, publishers ask me to write a book. They know what I do, and they know what my expertise are. So they'll come to me and say, will you write a book about this, or you write a book about that? Energy Healing, kind of this last book for trauma, stress, and chronic illness, I came up with that book because for 20, 30 years, I've been working with people in all wakes, walks of life, all ages, especially with really chronic illnesses or emotional issues. And I've put together a really, kind of a good basket, if you would, of understanding about what creates these kind of problems. So I wanted to put it all in one book. So I don't think that was the first title. My working title was something like Energy Healing for, Chronic Challenges. And then the publisher, changes the title so that it makes sense to the readers, not just to Cindy. But cool for me, because, again, I said this in the beginning, I love researching science and biology and energy and light and spirit. And so it's really a composite of how everything comes together to create traumas and even physical illnesses.
Well, So, but your now let's go back. Your first book, you just flew with it, right? And Llewellyn picked it up, correct?
Llewellyn picked it up, and I think the reason they probably took it is when I was a kid, I saw balls of energy in people and fields of energy coming out of them. And in my 20s, I figured out that what I'd always been seeing were chakras. I didn't grow up with that word. We were white, Norwegian, Lutheran, right? We didn't do
yeah,
chakras.
Yeah, I didn't know that word either. No, you're right. You're
no,
absolutely right
we did
about
the devil,
that.
But we didn't do chakras.
Yeah.
So, but I, as a child, saw more chakras than the normal seven that people typically work with. Which, and I have since found out that there's all kinds of chakra systems around the world. And seven is not the magic number. But my very first book, the one that Llewellyn took, I talked about the 12 chakras that I had been able to see since I was a kid. So I feel really happy that they were willing to take a risk on me standing, you know, kind of up against tradition to say, you know, what if there are 12 chakras, not just seven? And that is what made my first book really unique. And what I find very interesting now is I have so many people I work with, and even others who are writing books, they're working with 12 chakra systems now.
See that. It seems to me I recall something, hearing something like that, but I was never that deeply involved with all of that part. But I learn all the time when I have somebody like yourself on my show. Now, you've got this new book coming out, Chakras, Food, and You, comes out next month, right?
Yeah, and this should be very practical. Like, my energy healing for trauma, stress, and chronic illness was really well-timed because it came out at the beginning of the pandemic. And I actually had pages in there about helping with coronavirus. This book is coming out as people are sitting around with their, some people call it their quarantine 15 pounds, but the, you know what's really scary? The average person during the lockdown and the post-pandemic lockdown have gained 29 pounds.
I believe so, it. I, you know, but isn't it strange? Do you think that they were sitting there feeling sorry for themselves, or instead of utilizing the time, I mean, I didn't miss a beat. I mean, I'm very small, 102 pounds, but I'm disciplined, very disciplined, and I'm not quite the vegan, but I'm very close. But I just utilize the time looking outside and appreciating what I have, but some people, I guess, they just sat and ate food all day, watched TV, right?
I think some people were really scared. We were spreading fear just as much as we were spreading the virus. And
that's right.
Many of us cope with fear by eating, especially muffins, cake, chocolate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Comfort food. So I think a lot of people did that. I think they were
who
out of their
like
element.
Who doesn't like a good Snickers bar or something?
I like almond Snickers.
Oh, yes, they're good, too. Oh, God.
I have no problem with people having something like that every so
and
often.
And a handful
that's
of chips
issue.
With your sandwich. You know, it's really funny because if you're anything like me and anything like you, people listening, is you'll say, okay, I'm not really satisfied. Now, what could I have? I want something salty. Oh, I want some chocolate. I've always got chocolate in my refrigerator. I always, because I'm in South Carolina, so you don't dare leave it out. I mean, you could, but it would be kind of really soft. But I've always got some kind of chocolate in my refrigerator. Sometimes I eat ice cream, but not very often. I like ice cream, but not like I like chocolate. No. But I think you're right. I think people, and so they indulge themselves, don't you think? Like, well, I might as well do this, you know, I might. But the thing that bothered me the most was people just saying, well, you're going to die sometime. What's the difference? There is a difference. There is a difference. And every show I tell everybody, this is not over. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can walk out and throw up your arms and say, okay, give me your best shot. No, doesn't mean that at all. It just means that you are protected from probably dying. My nephew
was
in the hospital
with COVID.
Well,
that is what they say, too. You're protected from serious hospitalization and
dying.
Right. And I've had the the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but I'm
so
still really careful.
So did I. Yeah.
And you want to eat healthy so that you're healthy, because this virus is going to keep mutating. And you don't want to just be scared or lonely. I think some people overate because they were lonely, too. No, because it was, some people were literally locked down. They couldn't go out. The cool thing, the book, Chakra Food in You, is that it helps people figure out their main chakra and then create an eating.
Oh, how do you do that? Can you explain how you do that?
Oh, if there's a quiz in the book, there's a really cool quiz.
Okay.
Yep. But the other thing that you can do is just go and free. Just go Google, you know, Cindy Dale, 12 chakras. All over the internet, there's descriptions of the 12 chakras, and look them up and just read the descriptions of them and go, oh, I am so that type of person, or I am so that type of person. And each chakra is related to an endocrine gland. And doctors, researchers are starting to figure out, you know, the different foods and supplements help, you know, different endocrine glands. So, like, if you're going to have healthy adrenals, you need somewhat different foods than maybe a healthy heart or pancreas. So once you get a sense of, like, what's your most important chakra, you don't go crazy on it, but it can help you focus on what type of foods are going to build that chakra, keep that endocrine gland healthy, and it's going to be a really easy way to create some self-discipline for you.
And, you know, knowledge is power. If you start to go, I mean, you can ask a question on Google. I don't care if it's five lines. You'll get an answer. And you need to start learning about things. Don't just sit there and ponder. Go learn. I mean, I absorb everything. I mean, I never did when I was a little girl, but I certainly do now. And I think that's the best way is seek out and learn and find out. And you have to go to CindyDale.com, of course, CindyDale.com. And you know, she's got all kinds of things there, and her latest book will be out next month. I just think that you have so much information to give out. We could probably do another hour because it's, I mean, I'm like talking to somebody that I've known forever. Maybe I have not experienced as much. Well, maybe I have. I don't know. I just don't know it. But it's wonderful listening to you explain things that are easily looked up on the internet. Really and truly. Everything is on the internet. And
everything's on the internet. But it's nice to have a real person talk because it comes to life.
Is. Yes. Yes. And you're available for consultations?
I'm just warning people, I book way out there, you know, but I am available for that, and I have lots of classes and books and cool stuff that's all on my site.
All on her site. You have something here, and this is my favorite color of blue. It's one-on-one intuitive analysis. That blue is the color of my stars, my star psychics. And everybody said to me, why that blue? Well, I don't know. I would get into arguments with my webmaster. He says, you should do it white. I said, why? Everybody else is white. I'm not like everybody else. Mine is going to be blue. So that's the basis for everything. And it's a soothing color, makes you feel good. And it's just, we love what we do. Can you tell people? We really do. And I'm so happy you wanted to be on my show. Let me ask you something. Why did you want to be on my show?
It just felt good.
Good.
Honestly make decisions based on, you know, kind of where I feel like there's going to be a match and an upswing in energy. And it just felt really positive. You felt positive. Yeah. That blue, by the way, is fifth chakra. That's the throat. That's the communication center. So it probably describes you pretty well.
It does. It really, really does. But isn't it funny? When I was a little girl, I sat in my seat and I was quiet. I didn't say anything. I wasn't encouraged to learn. I really feel badly about that because I could have done a lot. I'm very intelligent, but nobody ever encouraged me. But you know what? It doesn't really matter because look what I'm doing now. I look at the beautiful people I'm meeting and bringing to others. I mean, did they know who you are? I don't know. Maybe they saw the ad on Facebook. I don't know. But I'm so glad we connected. I don't know if I had, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ashley sent me your book. I think. I'll have to find out to go looking, but I think she did.
Yeah,
if
make
not,
sure you have it. Otherwise, we'll send it on. Yep.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're wonderful. You know that.
So are you. And so is everybody who's been part of this today. I want to encourage
them
all to keep being who they are.
Oh, yes, and I love all this. And thank you, everybody, for calling in. Please do it again. I mean, the show, now next week my show is going to be on Friday. Friday at 3 p.m. again. I used to do them always on Wednesday, but now, and I wanted to do you because your book was coming out. I mean, I wanted to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You know, because I was only doing them once a week. Now I'm probably mostly doing them twice a week after next week again, you know. And I can't say no. I can't say no, but I love it.
We're glad that you didn't. I'm glad.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And thanks to all the callers that we had and the people in the chat room. We had some people in the chat room talking away, and that's, I love it. I just love this. This is just like a feather in my little cap that I have here.
Well, you're feathering your wings for that holy day.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll connect again, because I did have something on your book in my last issue of the magazine. But I'll connect with Ashley, and we'll see what else I can get.
Thank you. I'd love that.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Thank you again.
You too.
Hugs and kisses. I just love you. You're wonderful.
I like you, too. It's nice that people like each other still. It's good.
I know that they're not gnawing at each other. Like, why did you do that?
I know.
Why did you do that? Yeah, isn't that awful? All right, stay the way
you
are. Don't
so
ever
much.
Change. And everybody out there, remember, be safe. That's the bottom line. And you're going to love how I end the show. This is what I say. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. I put that with everything. My Instagram, Nat Psychics, I do that. Everything. It's all, that's what I believe. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, I will say bye and have a great day wherever you are.